have a basketball program that we all expect to compete for Big Ten and national championships year in and year out.
There's no other way to look at it. It's one of the better jobs in the Big Ten.
Final four!
I didn't think you was going to be this good, but it feels good!
Welcome on in, everybody, to the border. Maddie here alongside Josh, Johnny, and Sam. As Illinois completes the biggest margin of victory destruction in bragging rights, 91-48 over Mizzou. Fellas, you mind if I kind of solo this one as the only guy who actually gives a shit about bragging rights? You mind if I just kind of solo pod this? I can't believe we actually get the whole crew together here. I can't believe you guys agreed to do a... I know we don't do a podcast for every non-con cupcake win here for some of the unimportant ones. So I appreciate you guys hopping on here and doing a pod here for just old bragging rights, right?
Yeah, for a game that some people care a lot about. Which actually, for the record, we care about the game. The only thing that we were saying was Brad. Just another game for Brad, and you know what? He approached it like that, and we won by 43 points. So. Great work, Brad.
I know. I just let me have my fanfic fun. It's an extra 20 in Brad's pocket. It was a fun night for us. But yeah, the largest margin of victory in bragging rights history beats the 0-5 margin of victory. So on that one. But stress free.
Exactly. Love the stress free.
And let me be the first. And let me be the first to wish you a very brag. And a happy new year.
Yes.
And a very brag. Where do we want to start? Again, this was just absolute wire to wire, belt to ass, ass kicking. I was sure kind of a 4-6 point game early in the first, 10-12 minutes, but Keaton got hot early. Zvonimir was blocking. Stojakovic was hitting threes in the corner as well. Even Ben, came to play here as well with a little bit of offensive production. We could go any which way, but yeah, there's so much fun stuff to talk about here this evening.
Yeah, enjoy Keaton Wagler while he's still around. All right, that seemed like I'm going to the NBA type of game from him. It just like any time that he did a catch and shoot three that was available for him, where he was just getting a clean pass, it was just nothing but net. It was awesome. And that was very fun to watch. Josh, you kind of have a face there, so I don't know if you have more to say.
Yeah, it's just for each school that we have like a rivalry with, or just we play it pretty frequently, there's a few accounts that like you on the X platform that you want to make sure you go to at the end of each game. And for Show Me the Zoo, which is one of the main ones, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, that's a Twitter account name. He had a nice tweet to talk about Keaton here. He says, Underwood gets a kid who is ranked 261st in the nation, and he's the best player on the floor as a freshman. Dennis gets a 5-star, and he can't dribble and shoot in year two. Just, mwah. Couldn't have said
that's
it better
awesome.
Myself.
Wow, I love that we just live rent-free in Mizzou fans' heads like that. That's amazing.
But that was that was kind of a compliment. Like, I like when you beat a team so bad that they're like, why can't we beat like
Illinois? Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing.
Like, there was a few games ago, maybe against like, I don't know, Tennessee or something, or even like the Bears beating the Packers. Packers fans are like, well, you beat our backups, like whatever. And I'm like, I don't care. Like, we won in this game. They're like, you beat them so bad. They're like, why can't we beat like Illinois?
Who's the Zupke of there's the guy isn't Chris.
Chris.
I'm trying to find
Chris.
Him. What's his account? I can't find him. I just searched KRI. Is it not KRIS? I didn't see anything.
It is KRIS, but
I didn't find anything from him this evening. Usually him and Zupke are kind of chirping a little bit usually on bragging rights. I didn't see anything from him whatsoever this year.
Didn't see anything from him. We were talking about how great of a haircut Ben had, though, which now...
Do you know why? Now it makes
sense. Yes, makes a lot more sense now, Maddie. You want to hear something funny?
I always
Ben
do.
Tomorrow is getting married.
Tomorrow?
Yes.
Tomorrow.
Yes.
Dude, what?
Yes, when you're listening to this on a Tuesday, you will be hearing that Ben is getting married Tuesday night. So,
why is he getting married during the season, during the week?
I mean, it's winter break. He wants to be a married man by Christmas. I get it. You're about to see each other's families on Christmas. You don't want to be, when are you guys getting married? When are you doing the thing? He's like, all right, I'll do it beforehand.
They've got engaged 2 months
All
ago,
right,
so.
we're done talking about the
All
timeline.
right, I think okay. It's the puzzle pieces. All right, so hopefully, like, do you think that's probably gonna boost his like that'll
It
boost
makes
something.
sense.
That'll
Yeah,
boost
no, it just
something.
makes sense why he was like actually chucking when we were up,
Yeah, and they
like
were feeding him the ball. Like,
correct.
yeah.
Kind of
Yeah,
like
because
a
right
three.
around the end of the game, we were like, you guys don't need to shoot. Like, dribble out the clock so we can hold Mizzou to under 50. And they were taking shots. Now it makes sense.
Makes
But
a
that
lot of sense.
the haircut looks good, you know?
Looks good.
It was like basically his bachelor party. Like that's
A lot of people have a rehearsal dinner the night before. Ben was chucking threes at the Scottrade Center or
I mean,
Enterprise
this
Center.
was
The boys are going out in St. Louis tonight. They're getting
St.
pizza from
Louis.
wherever that place is. That is to
You
be
hear? Did you see here Zvonimir when they were getting the trophy? He was
He's like,
just
break it.
he was like, break it, break it
Sheesh.
now.
These Ivicic guys really seek to destroy post-game like things that they're handed. The guitar, can we talk about the trophy? Like, it's fun because it's tall, but it totally looks like some crappy trophy that you get after like a soccer tournament when you're like 9 years old, just a bigger version of it.
Maddie, it's so strange that you care so much about bragging rights than hate the trophy. You're
Yeah,
like
that is so
such
true.
a hater of the trophy that like it's kind of like a funny looking trophy and like very memorable in that it's 6 feet tall. Like, how many trophies out there are 6 feet tall? Like, let's enjoy it.
I'm inconsistent, if anything else, Johnny. I'm
Yeah.
not gonna argue with you on
Yeah.
that one. I never argued that I was consistent. It's a fun trophy, and like I love like closing my eyes and just like thinking of past like generations of Illini just like getting around the trophy, and every year like the picture, it's one of the best pictures of the year with the boys, Ravonte Rice gathered around the trophy, or Malcolm Hill gathered around the trophy, or Io, gathered around the trophy. Or Mark Smith gathered around the trophy when he was on Illinois, gathered around the trophy. It's just it's a great visual every year.
It is a great visual. Sadly, though, Io actually never won a
I,
bragging
as I was,
rights.
as I was
Yeah,
saying that,
you,
I,
yeah.
as I was saying that, I did say, I did, yeah. But in my head, I see him.
Yeah.
It's which is just absurd that in his 3 years we didn't, but I, as I was saying that, I did.
Well, in his defense, the only time it was ever not a neutral site game, he was playing in the game. So,
Coin flip.
but. Yeah, I'm glad the Ivicic brothers did not break this trophy. Zvonimir did have some awesome blocks tonight. That was
Yeah.
very fun. That was, there
I
were a
like.
few where he was like inflicting pain on the ball. That was awesome.
Dude, the one where he blocked it into the rim,
Yeah, I was gonna
I've never
say.
seen anything like that before. He
You
like.
gotta really like get up to do that.
And I really enjoy now the like the TV graphics where they're just combining Ivicic points, rebounds, and blocks and assists. Like, that's all I want is just tell me their combined stat line, because that's like our center position for 40 minutes is just an Ivicic combination. So I would love to know that when you add 11 of Zvonimir's point rebounds and 5 of Tommy's, then you add in the 3 made threes from Tommy. Like, I think what they combined for 22 points, 16 rebounds, you know, 3 blocks. Like, that's great out of the center position.
I'm going to ask you guys a question. You have 5 seconds to respond. If you respond after 5 seconds, your response is invalid. All right, you guys ready?
Yeah.
The over or over under on both Ivicic points, rebounds, and assists for the entire season from here on out. 5 seconds.
Per game, you're saying?
Overall, you add up their points, rebounds, and assists.
733.
431.
600.
2-1. I have no idea
I
how to
was
handicap
low.
that statistic right there.
Have you guys seen the statistic that's like Wayne Gretzky and his brother are the
Yes.
highest scoring
Yeah.
brother duo in the NHL? Wayne had 894 goals. His brother had
And
one.
one. Yes, I
I'm
have seen
glad
that.
there's a little more distribution in this brotherhood.
I have seen that. That is a great alt. That's one of those like, yeah, that's a great stat.
How many more games are we gonna say like we are appreciating Keaton Wagler for this year and this year only? Like, I feel like we've done this for maybe this is might be our second episode in a row, and I think we did it a lot last year too, like with
Oh
KJ and
yeah.
Will Riley.
Yeah.
Like we did
We
it.
like
Sh we
yeah.
should we just like start like it's like a land acknowledgement, but it's a Keaton acknowledgement at the start of each
Yeah.
game.
Chief Illini
That's good.
work.
But that was different though with Will and KJ, where you kind of knew going into the year, obviously, that they were going to be, well, not new, but you did not think with Keaton necessarily, although Brad, I'm sure, did. But just based off of the recruiting prowess that Will and
Well,
KJ were.
to Brad's credit, he warned us.
He
Like he
did. He
said.
did. He did warn. He warned us with him. He warned us with Blake. He warned us with. He did. So yes, Josh, at the start of every episode, if you'd like to introduce it with, like, just want to Yeah.
acknowledge this is Keaton's first and last year here. Like, I think
Welcome
that's
on
it.
into the boardroom. Yeah.
And Keaton,
Josh, Johnny, Matt, Sam, and
and
one
Keaton's in
last
the.
season with Keaton. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of surreal how good he's been, and he just does not look like a freshman at all. He's so poised, but
Not to like play the victim fan, because we've had a lot of great years recently with Illinois basketball, but it's kind of like it always annoys me when like a program gets a guy who just like falls backwards into being an NBA lottery pick, and you're like, we recruit, and like it never happens to us. I don't know if he's gonna be a lottery pick, but it is pretty cool.
wait, I'm sorry, where's the victim
yeah,
part of
I see what
this?
I know what Sam's
Because
saying. He's saying
it's like poor us, like we never get like a guy who just like
stays for 4 years.
no, who just like some random guy who just happens to be a lottery pick or like a first round pick. Like
Yeah, we would
a
often point
Vanderbilt or
out
something will
that
get
about
like,
other schools where they backed into some guy who went to Kansas, Grady Dick is now a first round pick or whatever. Like I get the other point, Josh, that you were almost interpreting, which is like, poor us, Keaton's so good we can't even keep him to be an awesome sophomore.
Right,
Like,
exactly. That's where we're a
I'll
victim.
play the victim on that
yeah,
too. Yeah,
yes,
I'll
yes.
play victim both ways.
Like Cassius, like Winston gets to be like there for 4 years. Why don't we get Keaton for 4 years?
Are you comparing Cassius Winston to Keaton Wagler right now?
Yeah, Keaton's better.
Okay, you guys know where
Yeah,
Cassius
I
Winston's playing right now?
think we went over this within the Definitely
last three episodes.
not in America.
I looked at it
I
like
think we do this
very
once a
recent.
season. I think we do a Cassius Winston thing probably once a season. Where is it, Sam?
Hapoel Jerusalem.
Hapoel. Okay. Cool.
And I believe they played an NBA team in an exhibition this year and got their butts kicked, but
Got it.
so
That's
just a heads up.
and that was the Cassius Winston.
And that was
And so the wedding is tomorrow?
the wedding's tomorrow.
Have you guys ever been to a
Who
Tuesday wedding? That's so cool.
do you think one of the officials from tonight is officiating it tomorrow?
Oh, high knees. They're going to high knees down the aisle.
There was actually one of the refs' names tonight was Vladimir. I was like, that seems pretty fitting.
Got to go high knees down the aisle.
Wait, why was that fitting, Sam?
Vladimir?
Yeah.
Just seems very Balkan-y.
Oh, I feel
Maybe
like that's
Russian.
biasy, but yeah.
Yeah, well.
Well, we needed
We'll
all
take
those.
it.
We
We'll take it.
really
Yeah.
needed those calls tonight to win by 50.
But yeah, I'm
So,
gonna guess Ben's getting married at a church.
no, I know he
I
is.
think, yeah.
No, I understand. No, I understand that, yeah, no,
Can I
like,
add that to my stat line for the EV stitches that he's getting married at his church? Like, just a plus one, please. Did that make
does that
sense? No.
I don't get how that applies to
No,
Eva Sitches at all, but
it's just like if we were doing like if we were putting like bets on something, like I just thought we can add that to like the stat reference. This is one of our episodes.
yeah,
You
this
think
is one of the
Christmas for the
episodes ever. Yeah.
podcasters too, guys?
Think because they
It's
can't
pretty
go
late.
home. Do you think because the guys can't really go home over Christmas, they were like, Ben was like, what if I get married? Like, that'd be
Yeah,
a fun activity that
team
week.
building. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think they're all invited?
I would hope so. Like,
They
come off
brought
the
it up
bat.
like in the locker room celebration, so it'd be like uncomfortable if they weren't invited, you know?
Yeah. What about the guy who joined the team last week?
Oh yeah.
Ooh,
Do you think he's
Tony.
in, do
Yeah,
you think
does
Tony's
he?
in, do you think Tony's invited? It's kind of like you can
He can
come,
come after dinner.
you don't get like a plus one thing. I don't.
Yeah, no problem. I think now that he is just a practice player, he gets invited. If he was not a practice player and he was potentially stealing guys' minutes, like that's a weird team dynamic sort of thing. Like now
Did
you're
they
kind of like
announce that? Did I
adversarial to
miss
this
that?
guy. Yeah, they announced that he's not playing.
The entire
Maybe
year?
though,
Maybe he should only be invited to the rehearsal if he's just a practice player.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
Very good. Very good. This is
Well,
good.
the rehearsal was tonight, and Ben
True,
made three
yeah.
threes, so.
Ben nailed the rehearsal. Anyways, any more wedding content, guys?
Well, it did remind me of Josh's great take that the Underwood family member who cares most about this game might be Susan, Brad's wife.
Oh, good call. It's a good Christmas now.
Yes, great
Brad is
Christmas for
not
Brad.
pissed
And
off.
just because like Susan cares about the bonus, you know, like
What do you think Brad does with that extra 20K? It's like 13, 12 after taxes,
I
right?
really
Or
think it's more than 20K.
is it more? And does Whitman maybe even get a little bit of something like that? Whitman
No.
get anything for that? Is just Brad gets another? Are you do you have Just you have his contract favorited on the internet
It's
there,
my old work laptop. I'm on a new work laptop.
and you have it favorited on your work laptop.
Well, yes, it comes up multiple times.
Okay.
Oh yeah, he has it on the work his work laptop. So then when he's negotiating his own salary, he's like, let me show you. Here's a comparable salary and here's a comparable bonus structure that I would like when I'm implementing
Do you guys have
software.
a do you have like a Mizzou comp for something that you do in your job like once a year?
No. Let's
Okay.
move on.
What
Next.
is your old boss listening to this or something?
No. I'll just move
Maddie's
on.
like, no, I'd really like to zoom in on this.
I'm really curious about this
Let's
component.
expand
We did
this.
watch the game with Josh's old boss tonight. It was a delight. It was cool.
Delight.
It was cool to ask.
It was also such a delight to the guys sitting next to us, which was a few 06 grads who clearly kind of like got the okays from the wives to be out for the night. And Maddie, I think this really solidifies your point that some people really care about bragging rights because you're not getting the okay from the wives to go out for a random Big Ten game on a Tuesday
Nope.
night. But
Nope.
bragging rights. All four of the fellas, you know, they've got kids on winter break right now. So maybe they took the day off and they're like, you know what? I'll be with the kids all day and you're fine during the day. But at night, I'm hanging with the fellas. We're watching Bragging Rights. And it was
You're
just great to overhear their conversations. It was a lot of fun.
It, I, it was maybe a peek into what we're going to be like in about
Yes.
15 years from now, but exactly. You get the okay to go to a game called Bragging Rights. If you go, hey, honey, Illinois is playing, I don't know, UCLA at 7 o'clock
I
tonight.
swear, if you were going to say Oakland, I would have lost my shit.
Well,
All
obviously, you get the Oakland Hall Pass. Everyone knows you get the
right.
Oakland. But it's like, get your ass back in the house. You're playing UCLA, my ass. But for Bragging Rights, absolutely. So that was cool. The fellas were yucking it up. They got a great game at the bar, no doubt, tonight.
City guys, do we think?
I don't know. I don't know if they were city boys or not. I mean, that would be awesome if they
That'd be,
drove
yeah.
from the Burbs to Finley's. It's a great atmosphere at the bar tonight. So come on now. We got one more game in 2025 here. We got the Southern game. So
And the bowl game.
and the bowl
And the bowl
game.
game.
That'll be fun. 4:30 next Tuesday, the week after Ben's wedding. Oh my goodness, could you imagine if it was next Tuesday the wedding, the same day as the bowl game? That would have been a scheduling nightmare right
Yeah,
there.
everyone was like, oh, well, you can't have a fall Saturday for your wedding so that you don't miss a college football game. And then Ben, scheduling on a Tuesday, still has the football game issue. So glad for him that. No conflicts on the night of the 23rd.
Every wedding should be on a Tuesday. There's no sports obligations ever on a Tuesday, almost never on a Tuesday night, right there. Every wedding should be on a Tuesday.
That's a crazy day. Illinois plays a lot of Tuesday night
We do.
games.
Shit. Never mind. Yeah, never mind. And Thursdays don't work out either because pickleball. So yeah, maybe keep them on the weekend. All right, Sam, you still with us here, buddy?
It's actually only 15K from Mizzou. That's crazy. It actually means less than you thought.
I thought
That's
so, but
like 12, 8, or 12 after taxes. That's not a lot of money there. What do you think Brad does with it?
it's a
It
good
funds a
question. I
wedding
don't know
on
if he
a
even knows what
Tuesday.
he does
I
with
was gonna
it.
say he gives it to Ben for his wedding gift.
Well, Josh, that yeah, seriously, what you were looking at, was that his old contract or is that,
It might have been. I
yeah.
cannot find the new contract.
Yeah, I
AI.
don't know if the new one's public even, but
AI says
Always
as of
fun.
May 2025, but I don't know if that if it knows. It's
Which
crazy.
what does it say his base salary is, Josh,
4.4.
or Sam?
I
4.4.
left the page.
What does yours say, Sam?
4.4. I do think
4.4, right?
this
So
was in May.
if you play 30 something games a year, you're already making $150,000 per
Per game.
game.
Yeah.
So the extra 15, you get 10%
I
for
mean,
incentive.
if you go to overtime, you're like making more than 15K for
Yeah,
the
that's
time.
the overtime. Oh, that's good. That's good.
How many people do you think are listening to their first board episode right now?
How many people are listening right
To
now?
their first
Honestly,
boarder episode, to
oh,
their first board.
hopefully none.
This
Hopefully
is,
none.
guys, we're it's time.
If at
It's
this
time.
point
It's
though,
a
you
late
gotta
night.
like know.
We're kind of putting up a Missouri-like effort
It's
right
it's
now,
boys, it's
like
tired. Like none of us are working this week.
91-48 in favor of the listeners right
No,
now. We're getting our
not
asses
actually
kicked
not
right
in
now.
favor. The listeners are suffering.
It's
Listeners are not
Christmas.
winning.
It's tired. It's like it's a tough week.
It's
But
okay. That's
brag, brag,
not.
brag, brag,
It
brag,
was
brag, brag.
great. It was great that the game was so just like not memorable from a moment's perspective that we're here just kind of freestyling
No,
because it
there
was
were the moments.
just
There was this. Let's talk about the Stojakovic dunk, first of all.
that
Yeah,
was
that was
awesome.
rolls. He rolls his ankle. It looks like he's just walking back and maybe
The court
trips
slipped,
on
yeah.
Turf Monster or trips on someone else's ankle. They tiger bombed it like they did with Kylan's shoulder right there, and he's back in and just as cool as the Alabama one, maybe cooler because this one was, in a winning effort there. But that and the Zvonimir dunks and the Wogler threes, like there were cool moments, but yes, like it's just such a drubbing that there's not like there's no like narrative or storyline that we really are following here because it was just an ass to belt wire to wire victory.
Is this the court mo is this the turf monster's cousin? Like the
The
court slip or
court.
something?
Josh, this is your time to shine, man. It's not the turf monster. It's the court.
Court
Oh,
boogeyman.
czar. Court
Court czar.
boogeyman. Court boogeyman. Court something. The court cutter.
Sorry, I'm
Something.
bookmarking like a lot of tweets right now.
No, sorry to interrupt you. You keep doing your thing. We'll keep
Thank
kind of chit chatting away, honey. You're doing amazing. You're
you.
doing
You'll see
awesome.
me come March once we make the second round. These bookmarks
What
are
did the
gonna.
Chris guy tweet? I didn't see it. What's his ad? I didn't see a single thing from him
I
today.
can't find Ms. Chris.
Ms. Chris, like
I
Myth.
can't find him.
Also, okay, wait, this is important. Usually, sometimes, because we were on what channel were we on tonight?
FS1.
FS.
We usually they didn't show the cheerleader battle.
I know.
They did not show the cheerleader battle. Robert wasn't at the game. I don't know if Tyler tweeted about it. We'll have to ask him. They did not show the cheerleader battle. I know we lost last year.
We
And
lost
so
this year too.
okay,
How do you
his
know?
handle
Someone
is
tweeted it. Yeah, not
not
great.
important. His Twitter is Ms. Chris 18, and his name is Has Eric Link Been Fired Yet? Now, before anyone
Who's Eric
searches,
Link?
yeah, the question is who's Eric Link?
I'm gonna guess like Mizzou's DC or something.
Yeah, that was my guess
And
too.
he didn't tweet. He didn't tweet at all today.
No, because he's doing the thing where it's like, has Eric Link been fired yet? And then every day he writes, no.
I gotta be honest, those are some of the worst people on the internet. You're just literally tweeting to fire to
I
one
think,
or lose their
yeah,
job.
one number one is Mizzou's DC. Maybe two is like the
It's
women's
special teams
basketball.
court.
Oh,
It's special
special
teams.
teams card.
Oh, get a life,
Okay, you
man.
gotta respect that. You gotta
Dude, I hate
respect.
those people that do that. Like, we're talking about a grown man's job here.
I
I mean,
mean,
what
our guy tweets like Liggy Stardust, so he kind of is like
Yeah, not
kind
to
of
be
is a good.
fired, not to be
Even seen the
fired.
searching for Robbie
Robbie
Disher
Disher.
tweets, yeah.
Yeah. The Liggy Stardust was pretty, yeah, elite. Okay, so he didn't tweet because Mr. Link has not been fired. That's a bummer. I really would have loved to see. He's always got some good tweets during the bragging rights game.
I wonder if Mizzou just had a terrible kicker this year.
Wait, there was a
like that's a
rehearsal dinner.
dedicated fan that you care that much about the special teams coach. Like Rich Bisaccia needs to get fired. Like that's amazing.
Sorry, there was a rehearsal dinner tonight. He missed it. He wasn't at his own
What?
rehearsal dinner.
Where'd you see that?
Glenn Kenny, Alana Benningrass getting married to marrying Alana Women's Basketball, Adela McKenzie. He had to miss the rehearsal dinner tonight, and then it's a interview with him. Why would you not schedule?
Is that like a joke or is that like a serious thing?
It looked pretty serious. I mean, I'll have to watch the video here of Ben. But why would you not? Was bragging rights not scheduled precise? Like, why would
No,
you not?
no, no, no. The question, the answer you're looking for is not going to make any sense. So you're good.
Why would you not wait to schedule a wedding? You miss your own rehearsal dinner? Oh, okay. Not my wedding. You do what you want, Ben. I mean, all right.
Rehearsal lunch. I feel like that could, I mean, maybe the wedding's in Champaign, so the rehearsal dinner's in Champaign. So, like, Ben's in St. Louis. It's tough.
You think they're having rendezvous as their band?
I
Probably.
think they are.
I think they're, yeah, no, I think they definitely are.
Okay.
That is, well, congratulations to Ben. Have we talked more about that or the game tonight?
I think we talked about who
Do you
Eric
want
Link
to
is more.
talk about Ty Rogers and Brandon Lee warming up together?
Yeah,
Those
go
are
ahead. Take it
Ty
away. Go
Rogers
off.
was
Go
warming
off.
up with him, so that's a good sign. And Brandon Lee, he got in there.
And
So that
keep going. Go, go.
I was not prepared to talk about the game like this.
You brought it up.
Well,
I just thought
and
it was notable that Ty Rogers is playing defense.
that's good. And
Yeah.
we haven't talked about our guy Mihailo
Yeah.
signing in
Dude,
the
what
doghouse.
happened?
Not
He is
deported. Fake tweet. Fake
Fake
tweet
tweet.
with the team. Fake
I feel
tweet.
like he's like he kind of, I don't know. Maybe he's the turnover yips now, because like he threw that one pass away, but.
I'm sorry, him and Jason don't have the chemistry of
No,
you
no, no.
know.
It's like no, like I'm saying, like it's one of those things where it's like you're not playing because like maybe you've been turning it over and not playing great defense. So you're like, fuck, don't turn it over, and then you turn it
Yeah,
over.
it's a circular reference a little bit where it's like so top of mind, you get the yips. Yeah.
But he hasn't been playing at all the
No.
last 4 or 5 games. Like he didn't play at all really in the two Big Ten games. He didn't play at all
It's
tonight. Like, is the
not great.
plan for him to just not be a rotational piece this
I don't
year?
think that was the original plan. I think they didn't realize that they're going to be playing Keaton Wagler 35 minutes a game. So you thought he was going to be your backup point guard, that sort of thing. It's just like Kylan goes out of the game and Keaton's just your point guard. And
Yeah.
even when Kylan's in the game, sometimes Keaton's your point guard. So
Yeah.
that calculation just really changed things.
And a great
And
acknowledgement, just a very good acknowledgement by Keaton.
yeah.
Mean, you even saw, but you saw Brandon Lee coming in for some spot minutes in the first half ahead of
Yeah,
him
that's where
too.
it's crazy. It's like,
He
what is,
probably defense, yeah.
right? Wow. But don't you want to see what you got? At
No, I
least
think they have and they don't like it. It's, they don't
it's
like it.
not
It's yucky.
that they don't like it. I think it's just they know that like we have the third best offense in the country. So if we're looking for improvements, it's more on the defensive side where Mihailo's not doing a whole lot for you there, at least right
Huh.
now. If
Hey,
he's maybe
Johnny.
he's still not 100% after the hamstring.
Johnny, there was a
Hey,
stat you just
Josh.
said there, and there was a stat you just said there. I feel like you need to emphasize it to all of our listeners who are definitely still listening right now. Like, what was that again about our offense? I feel like people are not appreciating the fact about something.
Yeah, and the stat that I was referring to is that we have the third best offense in the country.
Oh,
And that
right.
was, for the record, that was going into the game. After the game, and per KenPom, we have the second best offense in the country.
Oh, thank
So
you.
just kind of an interesting data point there.
Yeah, no, it's not like a stagnant type of offense where like you would you would think is bad in
Yeah,
any
yeah.
sort of the mind. Yeah.
Yeah, you would be like, that's a poorly coached offense that is the second best in the country.
You're right. You're right. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Maybe we can take it to number one if we go big up on the Southern. That'd be, the number one
Which
offense going in the last 13
fun
games.
fact about Southern, that was the first regular season opponent for Brad Underwood.
That is fun. And at this
Yes.
stage in the game, Johnny, or the episode, I'm looking for anything fun and up. Anything
All
beneath
right,
that?
speaking of fun,
Do you know where
speaking of
Southern's
fun.
located?
Oh.
I'm gonna guess Louisiana.
Mississippi.
Get more specific. You're right,
Shreveport.
Johnny.
Okay, so it's not Shreveport.
No.
Ooh.
Slido.
Not a trick question, per se.
Is it New Orleans?
No.
Then it is a
Baton
trick question.
Rouge. Baton Rouge, yeah.
Oh.
All
It's kind of the
right,
little
Josh,
brother of
your turn.
LSU.
I was going to go the opposite of fun. Do we want to talk any bit about Nebraska?
Oh, that is the
Yeah,
opposite of fun. What happened? Did we win?
Nebraska, they ruined Sam's 30th birthday. It's
They
fine. Hey, I'm
they
glad we talked
did.
about it.
We were all crowded around the bar with 20 seconds left and kaplow, kaplooey. Yeah, Sam, how did you feel about that one, buddy?
Not great. That
Yeah.
was today. They were like, we're the best net team with 3 losses. And I was like, what was our third loss? And then I was like, that's right. We blew that game.
What's his face was unconscious in the first half. Honestly, the
Yeah,
whole
not
game.
Sanford again.
Sanford again, just absolutely nightmare fuel right there. Just splash, splash over
There
and
was
over.
the one quote tweet I had to do because someone was like, who could have expected this guy to go off? Literally everyone. Literally every single person would have known who this person is. He's not the random player that randomly goes off. He's a top 10, 15 player in the Big Ten.
Well, and for the record, his brother did that like
Yes.
6 months
Yeah.
ago against us. And
Yes.
Brad recruited him heavily to try to get Rice to come to Illinois when he transferred. So I
Brutal.
think Brad expected it out of all
Yeah.
people. Like, yeah, that was the scary thing tonight was when that Mizzou guy made his first 2 shots and we were just like, oh, here he goes again. Third straight game after Bruce Thornton and Price Sanford.
Then he
But
didn't score again,
yeah,
basically. He had like
then,
one more
yeah.
point. Yeah, exactly. We were it's crazy. We were tied in the Nebraska game at halftime after all that, right? It was like 36-36, and
Yep.
I went back and forth there in the second half. Would have loved to go 2-0 there to start in the Big Ten, but
It was funny too. Like Sam's wife brings out the birthday cake at the under four in the second half. That was just like a lot of our significant others maybe don't have the best situational awareness of sporting events. My significant other, non-existent, zero situational awareness. But
I will say, I think she like saw the writing on the wall and was like, I should do it now before it gets worse. But
okay,
that's
respect.
probably the quickest a birthday wish has ever not come true.
Oh, that's good.
That was great, Sam. That was the
You
line of
blew
the
right
night.
on time though, there, right? Like when
Yeah.
maybe that was the issue.
Wait, did you ask? You didn't ask for the biggest bragging rights victory of all time. You didn't wish for that?
I was just in the moment. Well, I think I was like, I want to win every single game for the rest of the year. So
Okay. How about it? We'll give you a loss, young man. How best I can do is a
close. How about a
best I
nice
can do
Nebraska loss?
best I can do is a dagger three at the
Yeah.
with 0.2 seconds left right there. So, all right, we're 0 for 1 on the 30th birthday parties. We got two more in the basketball season here to go. Hopefully, we'll try to get at least one more. The Iowa game is TBD. What do we know what day the I won? Because there's a chance maybe that falls on a birthday there, but I don't think so. I'm not. It's not gonna happen. It's not gonna. It's yeah. I don't, that would be too many games and too many days right there with one day rest. All right. We can go maybe. Gosh, oof. Purdue. I don't think we're. I don't know about Purdue on the 24th. I don't know about that one. We'll have to go maybe one for three. Can someone please, if you're listening to this. If you could get married on March 8th at 2 p.m., if Ben could have another wedding the afternoon of the Maryland game on March 8th at 2 p.m., that would be really helpful because We do good on the wedding games, but not on the birthday game. So Ben could really use another wedding on Maryland. All right. Have we done enough wedding? Have we reached the end?
Oh, if you're still with us, please say like someone say a random word
You
and
know,
then.
we need to stop doing the self-depreciation where I really like no one's you can't you can't mantra that because the more you keep saying that, the more
I
you
don't know. I
manifest.
think all five listeners who are still listening like the self-depreciation.
Okay.
Which,
They're
Maddie,
listening to
first of
this.
all, Maddie's going full private equity, Maddie, calling it depreciation instead of deprecation.
Yeah.
But
I'm so tired. Did I really say that? I thought I said deprecation. Did I really say did I say damn that oof, EBITDA?
But babe, you love PE.
I do. I'm toast. I'm kaput. It's Christmas for
Guys,
the
is this our
podcast. I'm
last
toast.
episode before the new year?
Are we doing a Southern episode on the 29th?
We might have to.
Depends how bad we beat them.
If we
Johnny's gonna be
win
in
by
Nashville. Johnny's gonna be in
50,
Nashville.
if we win by 50 or
I don't
more,
even
we'll
know
go.
if 50 does it for me.
Then what does do
Yeah,
it for you, Shane? What do you mean?
it does. I mean, how much did we win by tonight?
43. Did you not listen to his intro?
That's like a natural progression, kind of. They're not
Fine.
good.
Sam, if you're
86.
within 5 of their KenPom, we're doing the episode.
Southern, I've got them at. They often win their conference.
Oh
Them,
boy.
they play Texas Southern a lot in their conference championship game. I'm going to say they're like 258.
No.
Pretty
What are they?
close.
What are they?
226.
Pretty
Oh, okay.
good. Pretty good. Who's
R that
258?
I really hope it's like Texas Southern. Give me a minute
Eastern
here.
Washington.
Yeah, the Eagles. Yeah, they
But I
tend to
think you
be up
said
there. I think you said 256. Didn't you say 256?
I don't even
He
remember.
said 258, but
If you're listening to
256.
this, tweet us the number I said and we'll just make fun of you.
Hey, we are a top 200 basketball podcast in the world, and I'm pretty sure a top 50 podcast in some random, right? Isn't there some random country where we're up there,
Oh,
top
we haven't even
50?
introduced like the biggest news of this podcast.
What's that?
It's that we, as of the beginning of next football season, are becoming a Chicago State podcast.
Oh, go Cougs.
Yeah.
Chicago State
So
football
we're going to be
podcast.
with you. We're going to have two niches that should only thrive together, University of Illinois basketball and Chicago State football, head coached by
They don't
anyone.
have one yet.
No, they
No, they have
do.
a head. Yeah,
That's
they
the
do.
only thing they have.
Okay.
But yeah, this has been Sam's most recent fixation is seeing Chicago State decide on having a football team, which makes absolutely no sense because they can barely manage a basketball team.
Should we
I
get
think
season tickets?
Maddie's like in on
I'm
this
so
fixation
in.
with me. It's so
I couldn't
weird.
be more in either, Johnny.
I
This
have been
is.
reading articles. I am so intrigued by this. I want to know where the money's coming from. I want to know who's playing for them. I want to know who they're playing. I
They
want to
don't
know their
know their
stadium.
stadium. They
I want
don't.
to know
They haven't announced a
everything.
single game
But
for this upcoming season.
there's a lot of things in
We
in
want
like
that money.
verbal commitments. There's nothing in writing yet.
That's usually
Just like in
a good
college
way to do
football, that means a
business.
lot. Yeah, the verbal commitments. I'm in. You guys want to go to a, all right, if we win the Natty in basketball, we have to go to a game next year.
Well, no, that's when our Balkan trip is, damn it.
Fuck, we're doing, well, can we kind of
You can
do
do both.
both?
You can do
We do
both.
both. We can do both.
Do you think we're going to be the only people that have been to a Chicago State football game and the Balkans in the same year?
Well,
Yeah.
technically, that's impossible
No
to
one.
not. If, yeah, it's a, yeah.
Which fun fact about Chicago State basketball, they're 2-11 this year. They're
That's
ranked
pretty good.
341st in KenPom. They have one win against a D2 team, St. Xavier,
Oh,
and
they're good now.
they have one other they have one Division One win. Does anyone want to guess who it is?
Loyola.
Yes.
Miss. Oh,
How
that's
great is that?
right.
It is not talked enough about that Northwestern lost to them a
Yes.
couple of years
No, but
ago.
we almost lost to them as
I
well.
know, but JCL in the corner three at the buzzer.
But here's what's annoying is Northwestern will loses to them and then they're like a totally fine team. Like that's
Yeah.
annoying.
They
We were
lost
missing
them
them.
with Boo Booey, right?
Yeah. Like
That is,
that's annoying.
that's gotta be their worst loss of all. Is that like kind of the recruitment thing you were talking about? Is that the comparative of that?
That was like the
I
comparative is they fall into a lottery
There we
pick.
go.
Yeah.
Sometimes Johnny can, yeah, there you go.
Piece it together.
Comparative, where it's just like we're luck. I don't know, like other teams figure it out or we don't, you know, just I don't know, some sort of bullshit like that. You know what I mean. You know what I mean. You know what I mean, right? Wait, did we hit record? Right,
Got it. You're like coming to Johnny with your intestines spilled out, and you're like, you just put it back in together. Like, just
Like, you know where it goes.
know
You
what
know
to
where it
do.
goes, Doc. Like, you know how it goes. All right. If this is our last episode of 2025, I guess, I hope 2026
Hopefully,
is a good one.
your next year is a little more
If this is your
productive.
first episode, don't give us at least one more. We're kind of
Wait,
out
let's
of
all
it.
recommend an episode.
Like
The
of a
next
different pot of
one.
like a different podcast. Listen to our like Sweet 16 or Elite 8 one. That was a great one.
I think my New Year's resolution might be we got to get Tyler Cottingham back on the pod. All
A
right.
lot
Yeah.
more, like for all of
Just
them. Maybe
legend.
replace me.
Yeah. We're going to do a Tyler Cottingham by committee. Okay. And
Know, back in the day, it used to be a
We
Tyler
can make him.
Cottingham bell cow, and now it's just by committee. They really changed.
I think we can make him make up for him in the aggregate, though. Like, I think, like, we could
Certainly.
all learn some X, and like some of us can learn some O.
Oh, that was good.
Yeah.
Very non-meatball
Because
of you.
why? Because why? Why was that
We're
good?
not an X's and O's podcast.
There it
Never
is.
have, never
And can
will
you just
be.
complete the bingo? Can you complete the bingo?
We're just meatball fans.
And?
And it's preseason for
Oh.
the podcasters too.
And
And
I got you, Josh. And when we were in school, they did not make the tournament once, and they did not have a winning football season, and the one bowl game was a loss.
and we were 6-6 that year, so we won 6-7.
Yeah.
6-7.
8-9. All right, you're done. You're done. You're done. You're done. You're done. Well done, boys. Well done. Great episode. Brag, brag, brag,
Turned in
brag
the worst
Underwood.
performance ever. Well done. Good job. But that's enough.
Wait. Well done, boys.
Maddie was doing the podcast from Serbia, like David Mrkonjić.
He was in
Okay.
Serbia. I don't know where he
Yeah,
was there.
yeah,
Hey, honestly, way to respond for the kid.
Yes,
Way to
yeah.
respond right there. Like that never feels good to get thrown under the bus like that, you know, by your coach. So like way to respond right there tonight. But yeah. Cool. Anything going once. Going congratulations to Mr. and Mrs. Hummerkaus. Let me be the first to wish you congratulations. Yeah. Thanks everyone. Catch you on the next episode. ILL.